Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How are you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out, get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. There's a line from a rather famous Stanley Kubrick movie about a family that goes up into the mountains. They're there to watch over, take care of a lodge. It's just them, father, son, and wife, out there in the middle of winter, making sure the place doesn't burn down. Lo and behold, the father gets cabin fever. And although the line is not stated, it is definitely displayed on the screen as he sits there clacking away on his typewriter. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Over and over and over again. Now that's not to say old Billy here is becoming dull. Don't have cabin fever, that's for sure. But it's getting kind of tough. Getting stuck here. I'm either at work at the office or I'm at work here at home. I've got a little bit of unwind time. I can't cook my brain. But it's definitely a different kind of cooking that's going on this brain. My last job was not tedious or a point where you couldn't pay attention, but it was repetitive enough that the brain was able to compartmentalize and I was able to listen to podcasts and audiobooks, mull over ideas, and continue on my way. Now, here at the new job, there's segments of time where it becomes easy enough to compartmentalize the activity at hand and being able to listen. But I've got coworkers now that I actually have to communicate with, relay information. And then there's also problem solving and actually focusing. There's a point where I actually have to pay attention. And outside of the white noise of life, I can't be focusing in on a podcast or a book. And then as I sit here working on my own, all of this endeavor to create my own source of income, just on the planning and execution side, I haven't even really gotten much further than that one individual that I've sold a piece of work to. Problem solving on my own end takes up a lot of brain power. And then even switching from Windows into Linux, it's not as easy as I'd like it to be, going from either Windows to Mac or Mac to Windows. Very intuitive, very plug and play. Linux is a lot easier to deal with nowadays than it was when I first started, but there's still a learning curve. There's time that I have to sit down and take to educate myself. And then I sit there and I wonder how much have I read this twice because I've accidentally forgotten about it. But it's all a journey, it's a struggle, the battle to get to a better point. And I have to sit back and remind myself that it's still year zero here. I haven't had my first anniversary of living down here just in Tennessee, let alone my own place to figure everything out. I have a 5-year plan of where I'd like to be generally. Got a path that I've chosen, and it feels like I should be there next month, and I'm so far behind. And I have to remind myself that it's still just the beginning. And one of the tougher parts of this situation, and I know I'm unique in my situation, but we all have a similar situation that we have to figure out the finances of life. Funny thing is, I paid bills last month, and they sent me another bill this month. It's got to teach them a lesson. Done paying these bills, but then I don't get nice things. I'd like to be able to take the time to go out and explore. I know there's all sorts of fun events that can happen and will happen around here, but people like to get paid for what they do or events that they put on. They like to be able to pay their bills, whatever fees they have going on. And so it's been a challenge of balancing the budget. Once again, balancing that checkbook. It's kind of a weird situation when you have enough money, you have a job that pays the bills well enough that you'd be general enough and put this much money over there, put that much money over there. You don't get to touch that because that's where all the bill money is. And whatever's left over, hopefully the bills don't overflow into the whatever's left over. That's not how life works, is it? As soon as we save up a couple $100, the transmission goes out, the water heater blows up. Something about school and daycare, yada yada, the kid breaks his arm. And all that money has been, poof, taken away. The struggles of life. And so how do we sit here and allocate, make sure that we're making enough money? This move has come with a drastic shift in income, and such as it is, such as the cost that I paid. And so I'm relearning how to budget. Last year when I first got here, even though it was a complete disaster and I had no idea, forced myself into the habit of starting up a new Excel spreadsheet, did myself some YouTube learning, YouTube University, Excel calculator, not regular old calculator, Linux Calc. That's the Linux version, open office version of Excel. Google has its own version. And while they vary just ever so slightly with the programming language, the basics of the Excel spreadsheet are standard enough that once you get the ball rolling in one general direction, you can kind of keep it rolling, kind of figure it out. And getting that habit started is definitely the tough part. Getting all my receipts printed out so that way I can come home and enter them accurately to keep an eye on the budget and watch where all of my money is going. Even if I'm tricking myself and logging the regular old grocery store receipt where I buy eggs and bread and peanut butter, as well as beer, and I label that all as food. Beer is not food, but came from the grocery store and it's mixed in with food. If I were smarter, I would separate out that beer cost and watch how much I'm spending on that. I'm watching how much I spend on gas. There's a difference in that from when I was in Washington, just on the days that I fill up on the gas tank. My last job out in Washington, it was very standard, more or less, on when I would fill up the tank because I would go to work and I would go home. Wouldn't do much more. Do the occasional extra thing. But gas was a rather steady thing. It's not as steady or simple out here. And so watching that kind of play through, the electricity bill is a little bit different. The water bill is definitely different. Watching again where all of that money kind of filters through at. I'd like to be able to go out and explore and venture out. But the budget says I don't have enough money. So I need to figure out how to make more money. And the boss isn't willing to give me more money. So I have to figure out more money on my own. Podcasting here is not supposed to make me a whole bunch of money. It's supposed to pay the bills of podcasting. So far, so good. I wouldn't mind improving my skills. Again, hopefully some of these extra ideas I've got brewing maybe garner a little extra money in the open guitar case, even though I don't know how to play guitar. But it's also because I'm not putting stuff on the credit card. I'm doing my best not to. Trying to live within my means. Now, if the transmission blows up or the water heater explodes, then I'm kind of SOL on that one. Hello, credit card bill. Get to figure that one out as well. But that's where I'm at today. That's where I'm at this week. Is balancing my budget. Squaring away the funds. Making sure that I have enough money for food next week, the week after that, if I have that much extra money. But that's where Top Ramen and peanut butter and jelly come in handy. Dinners are good. Dinners aren't expensive, but they're not always cheap. Sometimes they're cheap. But if I can save the money today, set it aside, not pay it towards interest on a credit card, then I'm lucky. And for those of you that are yelling at me going, all I got is credit card bills. That's all I can afford to pay. I get it. I absolutely get it. On the weekends, there's a local radio show station that plays some financial advisor stuff. I don't pay too much attention to it because it's on in the background. Don't think about it. focusing on everything else. But I hear little bits and pieces of where everybody's at in their life, trying to more or less consolidate their debt, pay down their debt. And the host is always asking, what can you cut? Where can you work extra? Are you able to get that extra one day a weekend, one weekend a month situation? Bolster your paycheck just enough so that way maybe that one extra day covers that one credit card payment. You don't have to worry about the rest of your paycheck going towards that. You can take a part of your paycheck and split it between two or three other payments, or take 1% of your paycheck and put it into savings. It's pretty fancy now. I was told about it at the last job, but never jumped on it. It's pretty diligent about putting a certain amount of money away into savings. Didn't ever track it. But now with this new job, this new paycheck, this new life, this new situation, I've set it up to send most of the money to my main account, but then I have it take 1% of every paycheck and forcefully take it and put it into my savings account. Just kind of don't see it. And it's nothing. It's more or less pennies. Just a handful of pennies, really, go into my savings account. But I know as the course of time goes on, pennies add up. Penny saved is a penny earned, so the saying goes, true or not? Well, it's definitely more than not true. It is true. I've saved my money before. I can save it again. And if you can take your little 1% and put it to the side, and just let it grow, you end up with either that chance to take your vacation if you're getting paid gazillions of dollars a year, and 1% is just 1%. What's less than a gazillion? A bazillion? Is that 1%? Or you again chisel it away, and maybe that turns into new tires for your car. Or maybe you set it aside just enough that you pay off one bill. You just weren't paying attention. All of a sudden, you have enough money to clear out one entire bill. If you're going to take that money, in my personal, humble, non-accounting opinion, if you're going to go take that money, go out, spend it on a meal, my suggestion, my recommendation would be to have twice as much money in the bank than what that meal is going to cost. But even at that, it's going to take a lot of time to reimburse yourself for that little 1% nudge, a little bit of change that goes into there. But change adds up. Coins add up. Holding cash in your hand is a fantastic way to balance your budget. Figure out how much you have. If you get paid $100 a week and you know that $80 of that is guaranteed to go towards bills, and you go out, you go to the bank and you take $20 out, even though you should take $19 out, 1% goes into savings, disappears, it's not even there. Or maybe that's in that $80, you already accounted for it in your spending. It's money, quote unquote, spent right into savings. But you take your $20 and you got your $20 cash. And that's your limit. And it's as much spending money as you have. And when you're holding cash, it sits there and goes, this is finite. There's only so much here. There's so much that can be spread upon whatever I want to do with this $20. So you go out and you spend some $5 and you spend a $7 and you spend another $3. And you get some coins left over. You got a couple $1 bills and you got some coins. You take those coins, you come home, and you put them in a coin jar, a little piggy bank. You forget about them. Another separate savings account. Doesn't earn interest, but last I checked, savings accounts don't earn much interest either. They earn more interest than the money that you spend on interest to borrow money on a credit card. But those coins in that coin jar, can't see the piggy bank. Back in the day, you had to take a hammer to the piggy bank to break it open to be able to find out how much money was in there. And those couple of ones you got left over, those three or four single dollar bills, they don't buy much nowadays, but you leave them in your wallet. Next week, $100, $80, bam, already gone due to bills, pre-selected bills, $5 towards that bill, $10 towards that bill, $20 towards this other bill. All kind of adds up. Need that money in the bank account. But you got that $20 again. But you have those three ones, four ones, however many ones we were left over with. Now you got $23. chisel away again. Go out and you buy a handful of other things. Fun little knickknacks. Take those coins home, throw them in the penny jar. And again, it adds up little by little by little. It's not going to happen all within a year unless you're really good about spending just cash and you bring home all your coins and you never spend the coins. But over the course of a year or two, you can get $100, $200 worth of coins. Maybe a little bit longer than 2 years. It's always fun going through, rolling up the coins, cashing them out. It's money that you didn't even see, you didn't even know. You knew you were collecting it, but you get some fun money. And you go out and you get that ice cream. Instead of just dinner, you get dinner and ice cream because you saved up those pennies. And so that's really all I'm doing right now is I'm counting. I'm not even counting my pennies. I'm just saving them, hoping that there will be enough a little bit further down the road that I'll be able to go out and pay the parking meter. At the very least, I'll go walk around town. Maybe I save up enough pennies and go to the theater. I don't want to go to the theater. I'd rather go to the regular theater, but no good movies out. So I have to go through and find something even better to do. Maybe I save up for a little drive a couple cities over. Go out for a Sunday drive. Go exploring. And I go find a pub or a brewery and go enjoy a beer. Because I'm only saving pennies. Going out to adventure. Going out to figure it all out. Put my time in today so that way tomorrow I have a chance to relax and unwind. Or I keep saving my pennies so that way I can pay that emergency water bill and pay that transmission bill. Or I pay the podcasting bill or the man for all those taxes. Ugh, not even looking forward to that. Got to figure that out still. But investments today, pay off tomorrow. Hopefully, life isn't a straight line. It's curvy and bouncy and jostles you from left to right. But it's all out there to be figured out. It's all out there to be squared away. As we sit here, mulling about, turning these gears around, seeing where they take us, seeing how we can unfold things, seeing if there's a conversation amongst even ourselves, an internal dialogue to see if we're spending our money correctly, paying off any of our extra bills. And I'm Bill. Billy Bones, that is. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. You go there, you send a tweet, boost a toot, and let me know what's going on. There's also a website you can contact me through, billybones.com. Remember, that is spelt with the number 3 instead of an E. And you can go there, and there's an email, there's show notes, none today. There's value for value button on there as well. I put this show out there for free, no advertisers, no corporate sponsorship to tell me what I can or cannot say, in hopes that you find value out of it. If you found value out of this episode or the entire catalog, fantastic, I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else gets that talking point, that idea, turning within their head and let them run with it. But if you found that this show was worth monetary value, be that a beer, a car, a house, a mansion, an island, well then you can go to billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, you click the value for value button, click PayPal, take you to the donation page, you donate whatever, you chip in, you support the show in whatever amount you feel is appropriate. But if you feel that this is worth a digital currency like Bitcoin, little Satoshis, use your new podcast app for new podcast. Oh, it's a mess. Newpodcastapps.com, podcasting 2.0 compliant. Chip in some Satoshis, donate, whatever you feel is appropriate. But thank you for listening. I'm going to get my mind straight, figure out all this stuff, and I'll talk to you next week.